Phone Boy Speaks, episode 567, King of Pain. I decided not to do the normal podcast that I do because, I just got off of a trip and I really haven't been keeping up that much. I just not feeling it tonight. Anyway, a couple weeks ago, I did a podcast with Jason Irwin, and it was a very impromptu thing. And in this podcast, we talked about music and, you know, where songs from the 80s sort of fit into the narrative of our life. Or why we liked them, I think is what it was. But, so he did another podcast with a bunch of other folks, and it didn't turn out as well as far as he was concerned anyway. And I listened to it and I sent him some feedback. And I think what I think would make an interesting podcast is that if you take songs that somehow tie into the narrative of your life, and it doesn't even matter when the songs came out, because there's songs that I can place in my mind that came out well before I was born. And they still play it. You know, I can still say, oh yeah, I remember, you know, this particular song or that particular song. I mean, and what I was doing when that song first entered my consciousness. And anyway, so I could have picked a lot of songs, but a lot of anything for this. But I decided that I would go back to to the 80s, of course, because I was young and impressionable in the 80s, and I think I would be hard pressed to do anything or to find any music that I like that's current. So we'll go back to the 80s and the year 1983 or 1984. I was impressionable youth. I was living with my dad at the time, and I could remember hearing the song King of Pain, that he was playing it in the garage, and I was in my bedroom, which is on the other, they shared a wall, the place we were living at the time. Maybe not that song, but just that period of time in my life. I mean, what was going on? So I was living with my dad. My parents had been divorced for a long time. And I think I was, and I was going through, a lot of pain because I was trying to figure out sort of my place with my peers, and I didn't get along very well. It was, of course, later figuring out that I have Asperger's. That explained a whole lot of my youth, I think. And so I had trouble. And I also didn't know which parent I wanted to live with. I thought living with my dad at that point would have been the right thing to do. And now my dad was kind of hiding me from my mother, and I'm not sure, how or why he was doing this. I mean, there were, again, a lot of dynamics there I didn't really know, but I'd later decided that that wasn't where I wanted to be. I didn't want to live with my dad, and so I'd move back with my mom. But this song, I can remember it from that period of time in my life, and there was. A lot going on personally for me, and I couldn't find my place. Obviously I saw my way through it, and there's other songs, from Synchronicity that ultimately, appeared at other points in my life. And I mean, I could have picked a lot of songs. I picked this one in particular because I think it just seemed like that's kind of what I thought at the time. My destiny is to be the King of Pain. I couldn't necessarily see how I was going to get through it. And, maybe I'm projecting back. I don't know. I mean, even my grandmother at the time, on my mom's side, noticed that, especially after a couple of years of living with my dad and my other grandmother, that it's like, I don't know, I got darker or something. And I wasn't as happy-go-lucky as I used to be. And I think I was definitely experiencing at that point in my life, I was definitely like really struggling to find my place and to fit in with my peers. And I just couldn't do it. And I didn't know, what I needed to do. And it was like a whole big mystery to me. And so, in a way, I mean, I won't say that the song is painful for me, but looking back, it seems like that maybe that song, Yeah, I mean, it said something to me, so maybe why I liked it. And there's a lot of other great songs on that album. And in fact, Murder by Numbers is a song that I kind of discovered later on a Frank Zappa album of all things, because Sting had come on and sang, and it was a track on Broadway the Hard Way, which is a great album itself, but a little later in the decade. Anyway, I find, this song, I guess it speaks to me, and it seems kind of appropriate, just given my state of mind in my life. But anyway, if you happen to like this kind of podcast or don't, let me know either way, because I'm curious what you think. It's just an experiment. It was something to do tonight that was a little different than I normally do. And I hope you have a great day. Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all the past episodes and all the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboy.com/PS.